Ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, it is I, Katie Kaboom, your two-time Ramble Mania heavyweight champion. We are here. This is What SmackDown on SmackDown. It is the day of evolution. But why we are here today, we will be here talking about SmackDown. With me, I have El Cero Miedo.
Oh no! That's the other guy. I'm the very cool, very devious Acehausen. As you can see, I am ice cold. Okay, I'm the very cool, very devious Acehausen. How are you doing?
You can find me at porn everywhere on Pornhub. It's Casey Blacks and everything.
No! That's my brother. I don't do the porn. None of that stuff. I just like ice cold things and I talk about wrestling. Yes.
Where do the cold things go?
Currently it's on my neck because Acehausen had matches and Acehausen is very injured, very hurt, but I'm fine. Yes.
So Acehausen is very injured, but our man here is standing. Can we give spoilers?
I won. That's all you need to know. I won.
He got the strap, but you won't know which strap.
I won. I won a match. That's all I can.
And he got some hardware.
I won something. It cost me a lot, but I won something, and it felt good, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'm going to attempt to do something that normal people can't do, which is put on a hood with a broken neck.
His neck, his back, her pussy, and his crack.
I did it. Okay. Okay. Now I feel better. Acehausen feels better because Acehausen has his favorite color on. So yes. Yes.
So you went to hardware. You feeling pretty good?
I'm feeling pretty injured, but yeah.
Shout out to Nikolai White.
Drink more water. Not beer, not alcohol, not Hennessy, not Bombay, not Douce. I only know about that because of my brothers.
Hey, have it under the table. It's okay.
Water, the good stuff, not the toxic shit. You know, I mean, whatever you drink is whatever you drink. But you know, I'm from the hood, so you know, I prefer good old fashioned tap water. Yes.
Even though he got that brown bottle on the bottom, it's okay.
Actually, my little brother has it. Bombay.
That's your big brother.
We got the Bombay wings on deck coming soon.
Yeah. Oh, loud.
That's right.
But back to Mr. Morewater himself, he did amazing at the Friends at Rumble Battle Royal at the Brownsbury this past Friday. First of all, no. Four people fucking, in my eyes, picked that shit away. It was Nikolai, it was Lucas Shake, it was Anthony Gamble, and it was Matt Awesome. Even though you can put Matt Awesome and Jerry Diaz as one, because they're good tag teams. For the Uptown Boys.
Yeah.
Yo, they dominated that shit. Like, it goes from first to sixth, and I also had a rivalry. I believe it was like, not even a rivalry, like, but they fought each other last year. So all you see is them coming against each other on some Sammy and Cohen, And mind you, I took the most amazing shot of it. They said they're gonna time it in fucking everything. Oh, lit, bro. But at one point, you see Matt fucking exchanging blows with Anthony Gamble on like, yeah, he had him turning to the rope, and they're fucking going back and forth with blows. I'm just thinking, like, yo, mind you, the people that cross you in the front row. Crazy.
Yeah, nah. Invictus be putting on some dope shows, though. Nah,
okay, nah. Nikolai goes under the bottom rope, goes on the floor, jumped over our gate, and he just turned around. Bro, I went from the under, so I'm not disqualified yet. He's here chilling with the water in the back.
Correct. That sounds like a Nikolai thing. That sounds like something Nikolai would do.
Congratulations. You really put that work in.
Nah, OD. OD. He I look, man. I've been watching him for a hot little minute now. I've been in touch with him and been watching his shows going mobile because I know my little brother about to have his studio session, so you know, about to go back in the back cave. But yes, freaking, I remember watching him do stuff at like BWF and things of that nature. Yeah, I'm going all the way back. I'm going all the way back. I'm going really, really, really deep in the archives. So to see him go from where he started there to doing stuff like Invictus and VXS and all that other stuff, it's wild. It's wild. And I'm here for the ride. I'm definitely here for the ride. That's real shit.
So we're gonna see you in the next year, Mr. 8,000?
I would hope so. You know, with further training and less injuries, yes. I'm trying to get on one of these big shows. I'm trying to do Invictus. I'm trying to do Hog. I'm trying to do Warriors of Wrestling. I'm trying to do all the big shit. I'm trying to go everywhere. I'm trying to go to AEW. I want some Tony Khan money.
Oh, I want Tony Khan money, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got 12 kids in this motherfucker. But you know, the wipes and diapers ain't cheap. So you know.
You don't got a condom?
That stuff don't work.
Do you know what that is?
That stuff doesn't work.
What the 3% is on your side apparently.
Condoms don't work. Sorry. I'm a wrestler. I'm a strong man. Okay.
Your swimmers swim through everything. Got you.
You know what I'm saying? That's what. At least they know how to swim. I don't. You know, I mean,
but in real news, right? We have the Battle of the Petty. I swear to God. Adam Cole.
Pettiness? I like it.
You like it?
I like it.
We stepping away from WWE for a few minutes just to discuss about the pettiness between Adam Cole and Britt Baker. And
some AEW news.
Oh. Yes, with the Mr. MJF, Mr. Maxwell Jacob Freeman.
Oh, my favorite. Can I say a-hole?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Okay, so my favorite dickhead. All right, cool. Jesus Christ. He's so good at what he does. A little too good, if I may say so myself.
He did say something I saw on social media. He was talking about, watch, next year in 2024, you're going to see me in the WWE.
And I'm not going to lie, if that does happen, MJF is probably the greatest finesser of our time, because you legit did a Stone Cold. You took your ball and you went home. Tony Khan gave you what you wanted just for you to turn around and leave and you join the ops. Big finesse move. I don't necessarily agree with it, But that's a big ass. That's a big ass finesse move.
So now let me play devil's advocate and ask you this question. But didn't Cody leave the WWE, start the company with Tony Khan, and then went back to the E?
Oh yeah, Cody's a dickhead too. I don't give a fuck. Cody a dickhead too. Because why? I mean, but I don't know. I just feel like from my standpoint, I felt like him doing that was like, all right, if y'all not gonna give me my respect, I'm gonna go somewhere where they are gonna respect me. And if we really gonna look at it in his own way, he got it. Okay, he went, he did the indies for a little bit. He did Japan for a little bit. He linked up with the Young Bucks. They started AEW. He had a nice little run there. When it was over, WWE did their whole I'm sorry thing. Let's give you a push. And this isn't a spoiler, ladies and gentlemen. It is a fact. Cody Rhodes is going to win that belt. We're all going to drink pints on pints on pints of beers. And we're going to celebrate like grown-ass crying adults. That's it. Mic drop. No, that was a good one, though. That was a good one. Because he did. But I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not mad at it, man. It's business. You gonna go wherever you need to go to thrive. Like that's just what it is. That's just the name of the game. And people can't be mad at that. I've learned to just look at things and see things with an open mind, because maybe it might not have been something you would have done, but you know, you got to look at other people or other situations, man. Look, if Tony Khan is fucking offering me $2-3 million to fucking go do something in my current situation, I ain't gonna lie. I'm taking that motherfucker. Make me a millionaire, nigga. Look, if I'm going to be the Black Barry Horowitz and I'm going to be jobbed out the Big Show every week, I am perfectly fine with that. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I just like money, you know. Look. What's that thing Big Show said? I got kids.
So back to MJF, Adam Cole, and Britt Baker.
Yes, because I need to know. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm going to apologize for my rambling. I just had a million and one thoughts in my head. But let's get to this pettiness, because
we are part of Ramble Mania. And of course, like, subscribe to Ramble Mania Show on YouTube and Twitch and wherever you may stream your podcast. Click on whatever.
Do it now.
And fucking keep updated with us. If not, you're a fucking dub. But
Do it now.
Britt Baker stated in a recent interview with Brandon Walker, she was praying that Bryan Danielson will kick MJF's ass at AEW Revolution. So there's a small chance that we don't have to see a 30-minute MJF promo every motherfucking week. Adrian Thomas fucking pissed off MJF, so he went on Twitter and tweeted out to Adam Cole, "Keep your girl in check, baby."
Oh.
So there goes the first of the petty. Then they both went on Twitter to respond back. Brace yourself, Ace House, embrace yourself. She's like, worry about your own girl. Oh, wait, shit. As you guys all know, he recently ended his engagement to his longtime girlfriend because he wanted to be a hoe and have hoes in every area code. So now Adam Cole goes, you don't want to go down this road, Max. If you want my attention, just ask. But I get it. I'd be acting all weird on Twitter, too, if I knew Brian was going to whoop my ass for an hour. Good luck, Sunday, baby.
MJF
tried to fire with a 45 cal, and Adam Cole and Britt Baker responded back with a motherfucking Hiroshima.
Yo, they put a big game Leroy and did a Kamehameha on him.
Oh, shit. Shout out my boy Big Game. That's my dog. Oh, my God. That's another one I've been following since the fucking beginning. But that, oh, my Lord. Anytime somebody can make MJF, like, legit shut the fuck up.
It's a good moment. How you get America's favorite asshole to shut the fuck up.
Anybody that can do that, oh my God, it's a, oh my God.
Woo!
Somewhere in America, he is crying in his Burberry scarf right now.
So the tears stained on the Burberry.
Mm-mm. That's right, because you know that's what he wears. So, you know, I want him to tweet me and have a response for that, because it's the truth. As I do my Zeb Coulter and curl my beard, which is not as long as his, but.
You're not just trying to buy my attention.
You know, gimmick or not, I just, you know, there's just certain buttons that you don't push with certain people. Because then, you know, when people legit want to fucking whoop your ass, you know, you looking for a pleader cop. You know, I really wanted, look, even though he's not there, I be wanting Eddie Kingston to fucking, like, knock MJF's block off. Like, I just want him to go mad one day and just knock MJF's head off.
I would love for Eddie Kingston to have some type of hardware on him. I would love that. Let him take one for New York. I don't care if it's Bianca. Take one for New York. I'll be happy.
They need to let... Look, I don't know what's going on with him right now, but, you know, they need to figure it out. Put my man back on TV. Let him go crazy on MJF. Good on you for getting your ass cut by the Coles. And yeah, that's it. That's
all I got. My wrestling dentist. But how do you really feel though? Like in reality, she's a wrestling dentist, and you got your ass cut by a wrestling dentist.
I would fucking feel bad too. That would be the equivalent to me pulling a Kirk Franklin and telling MJF I'm gonna pray for you because I'm a wrestling pastor. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's...
I thank the Godfather being sober.
Mr. Friedman, we're gonna pray for you. That's just what we're gonna do. We're gonna pray that you lose that belt. That's what we're gonna pray for. No! There we go. All right.
Are you ready, sir?
Don't knock out that Wi-Fi, boy.
Are you ready?
This is gonna be the best. This is probably the best episode yet. I'm sorry, y'all. Raw, unfiltered. Let's go, Katie. Shoot me another one. Let's go.
In the name of Bob Marley, gods. Melo the Canine Crusader, the Ramble Mania gods, and those who partake in the bullshit with us. I now declare this. What's SmackDown on SmackDown? And let's enter the Ramble Zone. Da-na-na-na.
We're still working on the theme, everybody. Don't worry. We'll have one for you next week.
Eventually. So, the SmackDown viewership numbers are in for the March 3rd episode. As per Spoiler TV, on March 4th, WWE SmackDown averaged 2.299 million viewers. Hour 1 drew 2.352 million, and Hour 2 drove 2.2. This number is down from the preliminary viewership of the 2.303 million viewers on February 24th, and their final viewership rose to 2408 million viewers. Mind you, last week's was mid-ish, and it got more ratings than this year. This week, I was actually engaged in this fucking episode, so I don't fucking understand why the viewership was down. What was on this week that
were there? Feeble-minded people.
But you know what, though? There was a lot of sport events this week, wasn't it?
I think so.
I mean, because remember, we had Invictus. And you had your wrestling thing.
It was just a good week for wrestling. It was just a good week.
It was.
It was a good week for the sport.
I love how they also talk about the preliminary demo rating came in at a 0.5 in the 18 to 49 demographic, which is down 0.6 preliminary ratings show drew on February 24th. The show recorded a 0.62 final rating. And the most viewed clips from YouTube for this week include the Uncle Howdy sneak attack on Bobby Lashley with 531K views. Sami Zayn fights off post-match attack from Jimmy Uso and Solo Sikoa, 508 views. Roman and Cody talk, when Dusty won't teach you, I will, 419K views. Sami Zayn goes one-on-one with Solo, 374. Dominic Mysterio attacks Rey Mysterio after match against Santos Escobar, 358K views.
I'm going to save it for when you start talking about the segments. I'm going to save it.
All right, so we're going to keep this in the vault.
I'm going to save it.
So we started our SmackDown Friday night, 8-7 Central, for the Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. We had a kickoff tonight on the road to WrestleMania. We have our traditional then, now, forever intro. Told them where they at. Oh, it pans the venue as Michael Cole and Wade Barrett welcome everyone to the show. And we, in WrestleMania fashion, we start off with the undisputed WWE reigning, defending champion, your tribal chief, Roman Reigns. The crowd goes fucking crazy. And he's accompanied by Jimmy, Solo, and the Wise Man. Put them on. So, Michael Cole points out it's nearly 2.5 years with Roman ruling WWE as the undisputed Universal Heavyweight Champion with a total of 915 days. He and the Bloodline enter the ring, and they note that WrestleMania goes Hollywood is 4 weeks away. So the music finally dies down, and he soaks up the crowd cheering, where he then noticeably says, Washington, D.C., acknowledge me.
Acknowledge me.
Before you can say anything else, thank God, the familiar sound of Cody Rhodes. And the crowd gets a bigger pop than the actual champion.
That man theme song has become a part of pop culture. It's kind of funny.
American Nightmare emerges as advertised to confront his opponent in a very nice suit, by the way. The fireworks go off and all you hear is the Cody chant, but he gets in. So he starts by saying, contrary to what Mr. Heyman might have told you, I am not here to invade. He says, I'm only here to have a conversation with his WrestleMania opponent, man to man. He says that with that in mind, he doesn't need to have the Bloodline brothers here unless he feels like he needs them. Was Roman pussy, Mr. Bradley? I mean, Mr. Acehausen? The Roman's mama raised a pussy. No. So he sent the guys out. So he goes, solo goes too. Tell the wise man to leave us. Rain, that, does that make Cody more comfortable? He says he may not like this, but I'm going to do it anyways. And put the title down in front of him. And calmly says, so what you want to talk about? So nonchalant. Cody then says, fair enough. And responds, let's talk about you. And then talks about his record reign as a champion and office something that Reigns might not know about his opponent. So he goes and talks about, you know, some of the things he had to overcome in Stardust, things he achieved that others couldn't, such as selling 10,000 tickets for a little indie show with me and my buddies. Shout out to AEW fans everywhere, and the crowd goes wild. Can we, like, pause here really quick, though?
You said that?
We got part of the promo right there. I love, maybe this is like more Trips than it is Vince, but the fact that we're actually throwing shots and we're not hearing, and it's okay.
That's true.
The rawness of it. Because he acknowledges all the criticism.
That's true. That's true. That's definitely true. That's, oh my God, this is getting spicy. Like, yeah, this is the only part I missed, so I'm soaking up everything right now.
So I'm sitting here like, it's amazing. To me, it's amazing. As a fan, as a person that puts on, like, we put on music shows, right? But some of this stuff, you know, always helps you build stories.
Nah, it does. It does. It's all in how you plan it and how you choose to tell it. And I tell everybody, like, honestly, like, if I'm gonna delve off the topic for a little bit, like, when it comes to the music, like, if you can't tell a story, nobody's not gonna have interest. If you don't know how to catch or how to captivate your audience, you're just going to be lost in the shuffle. It's okay. That's fine. If you don't know how to captivate or how to catch your audience or how to make them want more, how to make them enthralled with what you're doing, and that goes with anything that you do, whether you're an actor or you're a musician or you're a wrestler. In this case, I'm going to use it towards wrestling. If you don't know how to, you know, if you don't know how to keep that crowd enthralled, if you don't know how to keep them interested, it just becomes a big thing. Like, I didn't see this promo, so I'm only going off of, I was getting Chinese food when the beginning of SmackDown. So I'm honestly just going off of.
No,
ooh, excuse me.
There's more.
I'm going off of your word, and I'm just like, this is juicy. This is getting juicy. I didn't see the promos, the Cody and Roman promo, but I seen everything else. So this is juicy for me. I'm just picturing it as I go, and I'm like,
but the camera angle is matching it too. Like, they really, for one. This is quality right here. So I'm so obsessed. That was such a good week for wrestling that a lot of people couldn't see this.
So I need to go and watch this promo then.
So now Roman, being the jackass that he is as a heel, he laughs and says Cody's good. He questions if Cody practiced that speech all week, like pointing out, you know, how he comes off as phony. His character. Here he goes, let me ask you a question. Now, He's looking at him straight in the eye and pointing down at the belt. Yo, you ever won that one? And points to both of the titles.
This man drawing heat, ladies and gentlemen.
He then asks if he ever competed for one or was ever in the main event of WrestleMania before. He said he's pretty sure he's done and did all of that. Reigns said that he was groomed as a little boy by not yet his father, but your daddy too. Reigns continues to be an asshole as he talks about having too much respect to disrespect Cody's father. He then does a Dusty Rhodes impression, which was actually pretty good. Talking about how Roman Reigns not only has it, but is it, and he couldn't sell it if he wanted to. He then asked Cody if he wants to know what Dusty said about him. He goes, what? He's like, nothing. At least not while he was there. He says maybe with some of the others that he worked with, but when he was in there, it was like Cody didn't exist. He closes by telling Cody if there's anything that Dusty didn't teach him, he will.
That's fucked up.
Cody smiles now and responds, oh my god, I'm not even playing on the same field. This is not chess. We didn't send Mr. Heyman to Raw to get inside my head. You sent him to relay and convey the real life situation. You sent him to tell me the truth. He said the truth, and the truth is, one Dusty is better than Dusty's actual plan? Oh my. He said that if that's the truth, then Roman and Dusty's always won. He said the change is absolutely everything. Because it's not just a dream, it's a story that needs to be finished. This becomes a necessity. He said Roman says he doesn't exist. But he has to exist, and the only way to do that is by fucking him up at WrestleMania. Cody then says the better man will win, and Roman shake hands, and that's how we kick off the show.
Nobody snuck? Nobody?
No.
Oh, this is intense. That's intense. I'm liking this heel Roman though. Not gonna lie. This heel thing that he's doing, you love to hate it. You know, or hate to love it, however you wanna, you know, whatever side of the spectrum that you're on. But I'm loving this shit right now. But the Dusty Rhodes impression, oh nah. Everybody doing shit like that. Like I know it's a way to generate heat and it'll pop, but that's crazy. I'm sorry. Me, respectfully, I'd have had to punch you in your face. I'd have had the motherfucker hit you with your own move, my boy.
I feel like that's what they wanted, to try to get a reaction out of Cody. But Cody said, say what you want about him telling out what he did, but at least he knows, like, he didn't engage and fight back.
He had my wrestle dad's help on that one.
It was a really nice suit, though.
That sounded like a good pro. Oh my god. Sorry, my neck. That sounds like a good promo, though.
When you watch,
I gotta watch this promo. That's literally the only thing I missed, I think.
You said beautiful angles, bro.
Nah, I gotta watch it now.
It's Rhea versus Liv.
Oh my God! Yes, 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 yes. The battle of the booties. I mean beauties. Yes, yes.
Booty.
Yes, Acehausen likes beauties.
And booties.
Well, I mean, all butts matter, you know, big, small, none. I'm okay with that. But, you know, it's very enjoyable, okay? Leave me alone.
No.
You know, not everybody can have meaningful and actual factual relationships like the rest of y'all, okay?
We start off with Rhea Ripley and Dominic Mysterio walking backstage, and they're getting ready to go towards the ring. We go into that stupid commercial break again, and we return. We hear Mommy going one-on-one against Liv Morgan, a single woman. All we hear is, "This is my brutality," and she comes out the runway, accompanied by bitch-ass Dom. The two of them make their way to the ring for the opening match. So, once Ripley settles into the square circle, her music dies down. She awaits the arrival for Liv Morgan as they watch the graphic for her versus Charlotte for the championship at WrestleMania. We then hear the sound of Liv's beautiful entrance as her fine ass comes out into the ring, and all we hear is the match getting off and running. Morgan comes at Ripley and fares well early on, but within a few moments, we see Ripley super overpower her and withdraw to smaller opposition overhead as she launches her. Liv lands face first onto the mat, and she is being taunted as in front of the camera, and she tells her she hopes Charlotte wins and watches. A missile drop kick by Morgan gets her into the fight. However, goes for a big pop to Saida onto the floor, and Ripley moves. He then heads over and taunts Charlotte Flair directly onto the camera again as we head into the mid-commercial match break while the action continues. No one cares about the commercial break, by the way. When we return from the break, we see Morgan find a way on the offensive leave. She comes off the top rope doing the DX crouch tap. Connects with a crazy code breaker on the way down for a close near fall attempt. Moments later, Ripley turns the tide and hit a riptide. Get it.
That's fucked up.
An
inverted. You cold for that. That was clever.
She got the.
You cold.
She had an inverted code relief for the submission victory. After the match, we head into another bitch-ass break.
Though that match was fun to watch, there were some spots that were very... there's some spots that made me go, not in a good way.
Mm.
Like... I don't know. I just feel like ever since I stepped out of the fan spectrum because I'm still a fan, but ever since I stepped into the spectrum of an actual professional wrestler, I look at the matches differently now. And there was a couple of spots in the match that made me be like, ah, shit. Like the code breaker could have been cleaner. The clover leaf could have been cleaner, right? It just looked a little crazy to me. But I feel like, yo, like that, she perfects that, big problem. She perfects that's it's gonna be fucked up.
After the match? So apparently there was a little girl watching the Rhea and Liv match, and she was so upset once she overpowered her, and to see her Liv lose after that, she started fucking crying like a baby. Liv allowed her to come backstage and was talking to her, and she's like, "How old are you? Who the hell?" She was like, "This many years, you're gonna be my next tag team partner. I'm gonna wait till you're 18 and then we're gonna win the championship.
Nah, that's gangster.
I love Gianna Daddio.
Nah, she's really nice. I'm not gonna lie, she's really nice. Look, I have been a Liv Morgan fan since the daggone Riot Squad, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. I'm a big Liv Morgan fan. Like, I love her. Like, her growth in the ring is fucking retarded. Super retarded. Once Rhea perfects that inverted cloverleaf, I just feel like it's over. I feel like maybe that match, I feel like they were, you know, some people have good chemistry. And, you know, some people are still learning each other. You know, sometimes a match that you think will be a dream match with two people who work very well, they don't mesh. And it wasn't to say that their match was bad. It wasn't bad. It was just certain spots I was like, ah, god damn. Because I do it in my matches, so like I kind of get it, but that freaking code breaker spot, I was like, ooh, like it was a little slip up, but Rhea made it look good though. She made it look good. I don't care what nobody said.
She's mommy.
She made it look good, and she's really taken this Judgment Day thing, and she's really made it. Like, you know, they were on their way to being like the next Retribution, honestly, in my opinion. And like, I'm just loving this whole thing. Like, I mean, I don't hear anything from Priest like that, but Rhea and Dom, they're killing this thing right now.
Oh yeah.
They're killing it. I love it. Huh?
You forgot Finn.
What is he doing?
Oh, shit. Okay. Granted. We came back from the break, though.
It sucks to say that, because I love Finn, but come on. We're back from the break. I'm sorry, Katie.
You just don't
hurt my heart like that, man.
Poor Finn. So we're back from the break, and the Bloodline is sitting in the locker room. Roman asked Jimmy if he spoke to Jay. Jimmy said yes. He asked Jimmy what he said, and he tried to play it off, saying nicely he needs some time. And then they know what he really say. And he's like, no, he wants you to leave him the fuck alone. So, Reigns goes, Jimmy says, how much time? He's like, he's fed up. And he's like, why? Who is he fed up with? Like, he's fed up with you. And then he gets up and fucking walks away.
Oh, yeah.
Trickle, trickle. The progressive match flow starts talking about Dominic Mysterio getting Rey Mysterio's face last week and punking him out. When the segment is done, Dominic and Rhea are on stage. Santos had told them when he passes by that Rey should have punched him in the face. He says he understands why he couldn't, but points out that he can't, and says that Adam Pearce agrees with that too. Escobar says he's going into the ring right now, and if Dominic has any fucking guts, I meet him out there. Then he throws a kiss at Rhea and walks off for another bullshit commercial break. When we come back, though, we see Escobar fucking pop out with the mask and the Rey Mysterio mask that he was gifted a couple of weeks back. Michael Cole goes to Dom is going to finally knock some sense in, or get some sense knocked into him. Dominic Mysterio's theme hits, and he's accompanied by Rhea. The bell sounds with Matt. Dominic through the ropes and then sneaks the shot in to get the early jump on Santos. Santos quickly takes over, yelling at him while doing so. Colin Barrett about the commentary about the Domery issues as well. When Dom takes take over on offense, which sees things spill out to the ringside area on the floor, we head to a mid-match commercial break as the action continues. When we return, we see Dom get some assistance from Ripley in the form of a riptide on the floor. He follows up with a frog splash off the rope to the police officer.
Let me go. When the story does its job, I love it. But the fan in me was pissed off because, one, Dominic couldn't do it by himself. Two, Ray doing a job is pissing me off. Three,
they ripped the mask.
Thank you.
I know you couldn't say it, so I said it for you.
When I tell you, while watching that, I hugged my mask so tight because, you know, I have the same one. So I hugged my mask so tight. I said, yo, if my brother hits me up and is like, yo, come to Cali, I'm be like, yo, I'm waiting for the taxes to hit. I will fly first class. I will sneak into that damn building and I will whoop Dom's ass myself. Like, I am going to Shang Tsung beat the soul out of this kid because Ray don't want to do it. So I'm going to do it for him because this is nuts. Santos dominated that whole fucking match. I don't care what nobody says. Dom was getting what was coming to him, and then Rhea comes in because she wants to freaking be the man so bad, and she just got to interject, and she got to protect her baby. She hits this grown-ass man with this daggone riptide, Then, okay, you get your little dirty win, like the heel that you are, good for you. Then you come, and then once again, Acehausen is not very, very happy right now, so ladies and gentlemen.
So we're just going to boo that segment out. Boo.
I just need Ray to do something.
They're making him look weak.
Do something. Like, this has to come to a head. And it's not to say, oh, give. This has to come to a head now because, like, you're trending on Twitter now because you don't want to do anything. Okay, Wrestle Dad, let's make this shit happen. Whoop his ass. Okay, just whoop his ass. Look, Triple H, if you see this, can we book Ray versus Dom in a strap match so that this kid can get the ass whooping that he so desperately deserves? That's right.
Who's your puppy? Hold your puppy now, bitch.
Nigga, Ray needs to channel his inner Eddie and just whoop his ass. Whoop his ass. Nigga, Ray need to channel his inner Latino heat right now. He need to channel his inner filthy animal. He need to do something.
You're like, so this is for disrespecting me? And this is for your shitty Eddie impression. All right, so we are here. Looks like the Brute and the Drew have a little beef. They're talking about there's 4 weeks to Mania. They both want Gunther, but they're now fighting over who gets the match. So McIntyre goes, "Yo, boy, you already had 2 chances and you failed, man. You already failed twice." So he takes offense to that. And then he's like, "Well, he don't gotta ask permission from you to go and go get the belt from Gunther." So he's like, "Yeah, I'm not your parent." He thought he was his brother, but he's not. He said that he's a backstabbing bastard. Drew says friends can tell friends the truth. He said he had a chance twice. You lost, motherfucker. Then, of course, LA Knight want to pop up and goes, "Let me talk to ya. Yeah. If you are talking about the IC title, yeah. You are talking about LA Knight. Yeah.
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 Let me talk to ya.
Let me talk to ya.
Yo, oh my God. I'm so glad they just let him go back to that.
And then on top of that, on top of the bullshit, right? The New Day interrupts our man, LA Knight, and comes out about how he's LA Knight. He's not worried about no titles, no nothing. He's just worried about the hard cash and the bottom line because he's about the business, man. No! So the New Day just comes out to cut ass on LA Knight. Karrion Kross the theme hits, and he comes out with Bootylicious Scarlet. As they come out, LA Knight fucks up Kingston. Everyone fucking slapping each other and beating each other up. And Drew McIntyre and Sheamus are the last people standing. McIntyre walks away and then hands his back and hits a dive onto the guys on the floor. Kross then attacks Sheamus from behind and rams him into the steel ring post. All he's left is standing tall in the ring is Scarlett. I just like people beating the shit out of each other.
I'm not gonna lie to you, Katie, that was one of my favorite segments of the show. For me, like, all right, like, you see how last week, like, the Charlotte Dom interaction was my thing.
Yeah, the pettiness.
This week, it was that. I mean, that whole thing, it just played out so freaking beautiful. My only dislike, and I mean, you know, these things happen. It's just the name of the business. But I like them as a tag team. Like, they're getting ready to split up my Shamey and my Drew. Like, they're splitting.
But you know what, though? I feel like Drew is also up for some type of title run, though.
Yeah.
Like, he's been a while without a title reign. It's been a while since he had, like, that type of push. Like, yeah, you putting him with Drew a lot in different, I mean, with Sheamus a lot in a lot of different spots because you guys know each other and you're cool like that. But he hasn't had, like, a really good single run. And it also feels like at the same time, like, he got his championship during the COVID era. Like, he should get more attention by now.
Yeah, nah, I don't care what nobody says. He carried that, man.
He did.
He carried that. I don't care what nobody say. Anybody, people can have their opinions all they want. Drew McIntyre carried that era. Greatest pandemic champion, okay? I don't care. I'm saying it, I'm claiming it right here, right now. Best pandemic champion.
You mean period. I'm not the best pandemic champion? Fuck you.
Huh?
I'm not the best pandemic champion? I hate you.
Well, for WWE, okay? You want me to further clarify? Jesus Christ.
Okay, that sounds better. Mac and cheese champion of the world, goddammit.
I'm crying.
You and your guys.
The whole segment was good though, honestly. Everything to the slow burn to the breakup to LA Knight's interaction to the New Day's interaction to Karrion Kross inserting himself, like the whole thing was like, I want to say if I can clarify this the best way that I can. You know when you go to like a fireworks show and you're looking for the big boom?
Yeah.
That was like that one firework that comes at the show that has a very long fuse. So it's a very slow burn and you have to wait for it. But once that shit is done and that motherfucking rocket shoots up and you get that big boom, it's well worth it. That's what that segment was for me. Because I was like, ooh, like it didn't die down. For me, it didn't die down, not once. Like it kept you on edge, like, oh shit, they about to fight. Now here comes LA Knight. Oh shit, now it's a three-way. Uh-oh, what are we getting? New Day comes out. Oh shit, here we go. Now it's a script. It was beautiful. That was perfectly executed. I don't know who produced that segment, but whoever produced that segment, big shout out to you.
It was me.
Katie, they need to hire you for real. You know? Some WWE money would be very nice. Look, Ace Housen just wants his $2.
I have a recording studio.
What?
If we had WWE money, we'd have a better recording studio.
Oh, hell yeah. Look, I just want $2 so I can get to work. That's it.
You have $2 and then some. And when we return, we talk about how Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler versus Keegan and Natalya was scheduled for tonight. But because of a motherfucking backstage brawl with all four of them, her arm gets broken in the mix. And it becomes Shayna Baszler versus Keegan Knox. And just for the sake of it, what do you think won, Ace?
If I'm remembering, it was Shayna, no?
Yeah, because they both came in, the match was off and running. Knox did good in the beginning. But then the Submission Magician started to take over. Put Knox on the ground. Kicks out. She focused the attack on Knox's right arm. Moments later, she puts an armbar, fucks her up. That's it.
That was the bathroom break match.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like... So, this plus the interview with Gunther, which is right now, because it was literally like 3 seconds of each. And that's how it felt.
Wow.
So, because all she asked her was about not, like, how did he feel about not having an opponent yet? But that's wild that, like, some of these cards are not even solidified. Like, the Hall of Fame is not even solidified. So, it feels like WWE is on the bullshit right now.
Yeah. But I don't know. That match went about as quick as I can rap a 16-bar verse for one of my songs. And that's bad because on a good day I can do 16 bars in literally a minute. So it only takes you but 45 to 50 seconds for you to spit a 16-bar verse, depending on what you write anyway.
Do not turn this off, get you on another stream, and have you rapping with each wrestler's name. So don't start that.
I'm retired.
Oh, now you're retired.
I'm retired.
Yeah, okay. Hey, guess who
Ace what? Ace Housen doesn't rap.
He just makes jokes.
I just joke about the rapping and I wrestle, but I don't wrestle.
And you don't wrestle.
I wrestle. As you can see, I'm very injured, very hurt.
You know whose pride should be kind of hurt right now?
Who?
Bobby Lashley.
Oh, shit.
The way Ferrari made him his bitch. Bro, Bobby Lashley theme hit as we head back into the Capital One Arena. We talk about Bray Wyatt. We see the Bray Wyatt logo cut in after the commercial break with him continuing to get into the circle. As we return, we see the highlights shown of his most recent interaction. Then he becomes distracted with Uncle Howdy on the big screen, and he gets fucked up and hit from behind by Uncle Howdy.
Hey, yo.
He then backs into a corner, waits for Howdy to get up, but when he does, the lights go out and comes back nowhere to be found.
Now, before I fire off on Bobby Lashley and Uncle Bo, Uncle Howdy.
Wait, are we still doing the thing with the mask? Or Uncle Shane, then Uncle Howdy? Then Uncle Bo?
Uncle Shane Bo?
Uncle Shane Bo, that's what we're going to call him now.
I just want to say that I can now, because that I actually sat down and had the time to watch it, I can now sympathize with you on these fucking shitty ass commercial breaks every 3 minutes. That was WWE, you're a $1 billion company. Just can we get a commercial every 15 minutes?
Yo, can't you do it like the Super Bowl, just do it in halftime?
I was like, what the freak-a-leak is going on here? Then with Bobby and Uncle Howdy, I want to be invested in this feud, but it just doesn't make sense to me.
I think they're just doing this as a filler type thing. I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
It's not. I don't think it is. But I have this analysis that they're doing this because it's like, as far as like the feud goes, if it's going to go the way I predict, like, Bobby will probably lose. And I don't want that, but he's so good and he knows how to work. Like, Bobby can have a feud and lose and he can recover from it. Like,
yeah.
He knows how to work it, win or lose. That mean like he knows how to work his stories. Whatever he's given, he knows how to work it. And that's where I'm gonna give Bobby Lashley his just due there. But I just feel like this feud, I just feel like the Muscle Man dance thing was funny, though. So I'm like, that's foul. Like, y'all got things that this man posing, and that's super effed up. Like, that's cold. Bray Wyatt is cold for that. He's cold. He is stone cold for that. No Steve Austin. He's cold.
Oh, Steve Austin.
He is cold. That was foul. Nigga said, pull up your pants. And do the Muscle Man dance. You got Bobby Lashley. Pa said, oh, nah.
You know that when he did that, I thought he said the Muffin Man dance. I had to replay it because I had to rehear it. I'm like, what?
Shout out, Muffin Man.
I love you, but come on, not the E.
That was funny. Now I can't unhear it now. Now that's all I'm here every time I hear it. You done got that embedded in my mind.
Are we going to tag him and be like, yo, what's the Muffin Man dance look like?
Wiggle those hips. Don't let him see you slip.
pull up your pants and do the Muffin Man dance. I can't hear it now. That has become a part of my daily programming now. I'm going to have my little brother do it. I'm going to show him the dance, and he's going to do it on the next show.
Pull up your pants, do the Muffin Man dance. Don't worry, Ace. Ace, how are we almost there? Our correspondent at Fox got an update from the Bloodline locker room. As we shoot backstage and visit the goddamn locker room again, like we haven't been there enough, Jimmy also walks in and Roman Reigns asks if he's talked to his brother yet. And I don't know why this is keeps happening when he says, I need some time. But Roman goes and asks if that's what he really said. And we go back to the leave me alone. Roman then questions how Drake could do all of this to him after all we done for him. He decided that it's Sami Zayn's fault that Jay is doing this, so he decided he's going to end this shit tonight. And Jimmy Lee Rain tells Paul Heyman that Jay has 1 week to rejoin the Bloodline, and if he doesn't, I'm not going to blame Jay. He's going to blame Jimmy. After this, we head to another goddamn fucking commercial break. It is time for your main event.
The good stuff.
Solo Sikoa versus Sami Zayn. As we return from the break, Solo King hits. And by the way, congratulations to Solo Sikoa for recently getting married. Solo Steam hit. He was accompanied by Jimmy Uso for our main event of the evening. He settled in the squared circle and the entrance tune dies down. Sami Zayn Steam hit and crowd goes fucking wild as the former honorary Uso makes his way down to the ring for the final bout of the show. Zayn immediately passes over Sikoa and brawls with him right before the fucking bell. Zayn hits a big dive and splash onto Sikoa on the floor. When Sikoa finally returns onto the ring, the bell sounds and their headline bout of the show is off and running. We see Zayn fare well early on. However, some interference by Jimmy Uso came about at ringside. We see Sikoa jump into the offensive driver's seat as we get into a mid-match commercial break. Fuck those commercials. As we return from break, we see Roman and the wise men watching with vetted interest in the monitor into the Bloodline locker room. Zayn fights back into the offensive driver's seat and takes over. A few times we see Sami get close to pulling off the victory, but Sikoa won't give up. After one interference from Jimmy Uso at ringside, we see Sikoa hit a Samoan spike on Zayn and cover him for 1, 2, 3. And your winner, Solo Sikoa!
I knew he was going to win. I knew he was going to win. Because despite the cracks within the Bloodline, they still got to look strong. So I knew that was going to happen. But that was, I'm not going to lie to you, that was my favorite match of the night. The fatal six-way, seven-way was my favorite segment. But Sami and Solo was my favorite match of the night. They were really good. And I'm gonna claim this now. Before the end of the year, Solo is gonna win a title.
He better.
Solo's gonna win a title because he's good. He's good, a little too good. And it's freaking crazy. Like, I don't know what kind of training Rikishi and them is doing, but maybe that's where I need to go because, yo, oh my God. He's just so good at what he does. It's not, I don't have words. But once again, I'm going to say this again. I need them to wrap this storyline up.
Yeah.
Wrap it up.
Like they fucked rap. Like they fucked him up post match, per the order of the Roman. They hit the ring, fucked up Dane. Jimmy went to finish him, but decided hesitation results in Dane popping up and fucking him up with the chair. When Sammy was about to fuck up, Jimmy Sokoa recovered and came after him. Dane ducks out of dodge, exits the ring through the crowd. Roman looks hella mad, and Jimmy looks fucking nervous. And yeah, but that was what SmackDown or Smacky Down.
Nah, I was. This was just. This. I only give this week the edge over last week because of the wrestling.
I like the promos more this week.
Yeah. Promo, you know. No, I can agree to an extent. I can agree. But we're doing this, and I just had a thought about something, and it's dealing with the bloodline. And I only had this thought because I made my little joke about Uncle Shane Bo. But it's making me think, and now I'm like, with this stuff with the bloodline, it makes me think about a video that I've seen on Instagram with Jay pinning Roman back in the day. And it's making me think, what if it's not Cody that wins? What if it's Jay?
What if it's not Jay? What if it's Solo?
Now you got the boiling water overflowing the pot now, Katie. You got the water overflowing the pot. Somebody shut off the oven. Because you wilding out now, okay? As much as I would like to see Solo become the it's a little too soon.
Too much sauce?
Yeah, that's way too much. You done poured the whole bottle of spaghetti sauce in this motherfucker. Now that's too much to handle. That's too hot.
Oh man.
That's an excellent theory though. That would be crazy. I want Cody to win though. Like I'm still solid on that.
Still solid on Cody
winning that belt.
Well, by then it'll be like probably one by the time we come back, because I'm going to ATL next week.
Oh yeah, I remember.
And then I'm sorry, you know, I'm gonna bring you. What do you want me to bring you from Georgia?
That's a good question.
I can't fit I can't fit a lot into my carry on, so I can't bring no women home with me. I'm sorry.
They have a very high dirty girl rate, so that's a no.
That's good to know. That's definitely good to know.
Look, I might be the coochie man, and I might have a village of children, but safe sex is a very beautiful thing. Coochie man doesn't like dirty girls.
Okay, then.
I, grateful to God, have never had to deal with any traces of dirt. So, you know, I don't want the, no,
No, she would have to. She would have to. If you were to bring a woman home, she would have to have proof of cleanliness before she goes to Coochie Land. Otherwise than that, some jerry beads.
I'm done. I'm waiting.
And a bag of weed.
Okay.
But that's it. That's it.
I try.
Yeah, because I know it's still illegal out there, I think.
So. Yeah, I'm not trying to get caught up like that and like get arrested.
Yeah, no.
We'll never be able to record.
No, please.
But Mr. A, while you slowly recover and become the masked one for the next time, where can they find you?
I am everywhere: Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Google, Yahoo, OnlyFans. I am Ace Bradley on everything for the adult stuff. LLTBG69. That is Ladies Love the Black God 69. If it is not the mask, it is not me, ladies and gentlemen. As I am slowly recovering from getting my ass beat in a wrestling ring, I want to tell you that it is a fun thing, but it is a hurtful thing. If whether you know what you're doing or not, it is very dangerous and very fun. Take care, spike your hair, enjoy yourself, listen to the announcements from Katie. I'm going to meditate.
And shout out to everyone that's going to watch this or who wants to watch this. Whoever it is, we love you guys.
You're going to watch it. I love you all. I'm having fun with this, and we're going to keep this rolling for as long as possible because I'm having fun with this. I am.
I'm glad. You know, we just got to find you a soundproof room.
Yeah, because my, you know, he being an asshole.
But I'm pretty sure Tevin's going to kick my ass about this audio in the background. But, you can find Ramble Mania Show on Instagram at Ramble Mania Show. Find us on Twitter at Ramble Mania. Facebook.com/Ramble Mania Show, as well as our group, Ramble Mania Show's Banter Club, where we and our wrestling friends and podcasters that we associate with post all of our comings and goings. For audio, you can find us everywhere where audio is found. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Anchor, everywhere audio is found, search Ramble Mania Show or Banter Club. For video, we are on Spotify Video, twitch.tv/Ramble Mania Show, and search Ramble Mania Show on YouTube. And once you are here, like the video, hit subscribe, and click that bell so all that content goes straight to you. You, Mr. Ace Bradley, you! Soldier Boy, you! As for myself and the Raw Zone, you can follow us everywhere, www.rawzonenyc.com, everywhere at RawzoneNYC, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. You can also catch our Facebook group, Welcome to the Raw Zone, on Facebook. We post everyone from music to wrestling. Get to know some podcasters, hang out. As for myself, you can follow me at imiv.xo_. Catch our latest Raw Zone picks on Spotify. And if you want to submit music, mnrbookings@gmail.com.
Send them music, y'all. Send music.
Yeah, we need
when nobody complaining about, oh my god, the independent. That's what I'm gonna shoot on before we cut this thing off. Artists, if you want some music, I don't care how big the platform is, how small the platform is. Honestly, when you build relationships with people and you have a good rapport with people, I don't care what anybody tells you. All publicity is good publicity. It's all in how you use it. Please, no matter the platform, get your stuff heard. You'd be surprised where it can go, no matter how big or how small a platform may be. As an artist myself, I have been on a couple of the Raw picks. So y'all need to stop playing yourselves and just send the music. Just do it. I've had a couple songs on there.
Everybody, you can do it too. Everybody move. Oh.
Look, that song is still getting rotation, and we have not promoted that song. We stopped promoting it like last year, and we're still gaining natural traction. It's not even funny.
But,
like, my little brother played that song the other day, just on a random, and I'm like, come on, son. Then my other brother, he had that shit in his car playing. I'm like, yo, where y'all? Like, legit, I didn't even send it to them. They found it on their own, and I'm like, nah.
If you a vibe, that's why.
Huh?
If you a vibe.
Nah, I'm retired. I'm retired. Yeah. Retired rapper, people.
Oh, man. But on that note, I shall retire. Because I got to go back to work.
Boo!
I had a little 2-hour break. But I bid y'all a too sweet. What? Like fine spaghetti. And a good night. And a good fight. We see y'all in a couple of weeks.